said that there was some schedule drops on the tennis front and Ashley Fisher's team. Got to tell you, watching them just a normal practice, I guess, it would have put me under. I mean, the two-on-one drills where if you're the one, you have to hit at least 50 balls in play. That doesn't sound like a big deal. You're supposed to hit the ball in play. But anytime one of your shots go out, your count goes down by one. And by the end of that, you are tired. And Sergio Gomez Montesa, who is going to be, I think, listen, he might push Chase Ferguson for the number one spot. Ferguson, of course, is great. Played number one for the Bulls last year. But after all this was said and done, he wanted to do some more drills to make sure that he was on his game. That was impressive. And I think maybe having their opening opponent be the Florida Gators, top 10 team in the country, which is announced now, probably has something to do with that. The schedule was announced. It does begin for the Bulls this weekend in Gainesville against the 9th-ranked Gators. They will play the 4th-ranked Texas Longhorns. They will host the 7th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs, 7 top 50 teams in all. By the way, TCU, that's in March on the 15th. This is a long schedule, 25 matches. They go to Miami. They, after starting off in Gainesville next weekend, will go to Clemson and Auburn on back-to-back days. And their fourth match is at UCF, which is also nationally ranked. You could not have four tougher matches to start the season all on the road. They will be at home Saturday and Sunday, February 6th and 7th. So a lot more to come on the tennis team as we will be covering it for you here on Bulls Beat now that the schedule's out and up on GoUSFBulls.com. How about Christina Morris's women's team? They're starting at number 2, Florida State, 2nd rank in the country. That is going to be in 2 weeks, January the 26th, on a Tuesday. Then they head to Alabama to play the Crimson Tide and the nationally ranked Auburn Tigers the following weekend. So what a start. And they actually start with 5 matches on the road before coming home to take on the Gators themselves. So both teams have about 24 matches. It's going to be a long season. Plenty of chances to talk with coaches and players and, of course, attend the matches, which I'll look forward to recounting for you here on Bulls Beat. We could be getting golf schedules soon. Softball is still up in the air from a schedule point of view, and if you think about it, it makes all the sense in the world. But we received news on Tuesday, namely the order of predicted finish, and USF is picked to finish 2nd. That's right. They can take some motivation from that, especially considering the Bulls are still the defending conference champions. Remember, and if you've been listening to Bulls Unlimited 2, you know we're doing the top 21 classics for 21, or at least for the start of 21. And the new edition, which started airing Tuesday, was the number 13 classic, technically, back-to-back games from what was actually the last conference tournament that got finished in the American. It was almost 3 years ago. Bulls won walk-offs in their first 2 games before losing in the final. And then 2019, you might not recall, the Bulls were the number 1 seed as the regular season champion, won their first game, and that was the only one that got finished at the conference tournament because the weather was so bad in Houston, they finally deemed that thing unplayable and granted the Bulls the conference tournament championship. And for obvious reasons, there was no conference tournament in 2020. So the Bulls are the defending champs, but UCF did have the better season going last year when things were called off. And if you do the math, everybody except for UCF's coach picked the Knights to win the conference. You can't vote for yourself. Obviously, if you kind of run the numbers, UCF was picked by everybody, again, but their own coach. And their coach, you can tell, picked USF to win the conference. So it looks like everybody thinks the Knights are going to win, except maybe Ken Erickson, who was not allowed to vote for himself. The remaining predicted order of finish goes Houston, Tulsa, Wichita, and I think those 3 teams are similar. Then a little bit of a drop-off to East Carolina and Memphis. And I mentioned the schedule. It's going to be like volleyball, maybe. I hope I'm wrong, but it stands to reason in that it could be a lot shorter season than what we're used to, and the reasons are the same. Like I said, in volleyball, teams are used to scheduling multi-team events where they get 3 matches in across the weekend for the first month of the season. That's a dozen matches. Softball, even more, and we've learned this from USF, and most of their events are at home, they get 4 and 5 games in, so you've got 30 on your schedule before you hit conference. And right now, it just doesn't seem like you're going to have any events with multiple teams. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I think that's why the schedule hasn't come out yet. But that's okay. I think our schedule will be filled up pretty well. Already trying to figure out how we're going to not only carry as many matches as possible, but get them on both of our 24/7 Bulls Unlimited channels. Beginning next weekend is when I get to see it. Volleyball going up against North Florida next weekend. course, with basketball already up and running, soccer will commence the following weekend, and then softball and baseball will fall in line right behind that.